Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite, self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, How Do Narcissists Apologize? Do narcissists ever apologize? Because, like, yeah, let's get out of the way. Some narcissists will actually apologize to you in a very, very specific, weird type of way. But a lot of narcissists will not apologize. A lot of narcissists and toxic people, you will never hear the words I'm sorry from. You just won't. I post this video like in my comment sections, and I get, you know, remarks from people that say things like, in 21 years, I've never heard the words I'm sorry from them. And I'd be like, damn, yikes. In 21 years, they never said I'm sorry. They never apologized. Nothing ever came from that. You know what I mean? In 21 years, in 10 years, they never said I'm sorry. They never apologized. They keep doing me wrong and they never apologize. And I just feel like y'all have to understand the dynamic. If they continuously do you wrong and they don't apologize and you stay with them, you see where I'm going with this, right? They don't think it's an issue. They know they're doing wrong, but like they feel like you're okay with the behaviors because you stay in the relationship with me. Like you're still here with me, so you don't like how I'm treating you. That's weird for me. Now help me understand that. You mean, I know y'all see the shirt. This is the I Love Me, the self-love brand. I'm Thriving edition right here. Link is in the description of every video I post, you know. But you see that dynamic of how it goes, how that works, y'all. Like, they don't think they're doing anything wrong because they know that they're doing something wrong, but they think that you're okay with the behaviors. Because if you did the same behaviors, if you exemplified the same behaviors to them that they are doing to you, they would probably leave you. They would not stay around. So they apply the same thought process to what they are doing to you, and you stay. So they think you're okay with it. I know I cheated on you 14 times, but like, you haven't broken up with me. So is there really an issue here, or where are we going with this? You see what I'm saying? They might think it's a problem because you continuously stay with them and things of that nature. So why would they think it's an issue? You know, there are a lot of toxic narcissistic people that do not care how they treat you because you continue to stay in a relationship with them. But for the ones that actually do apologize, watch how they apologize, y'all. Because for me, my personal perspective, I think that true, genuine, authentic apologies require change behavior, actual remorse, accountability, and specificity for what they have done wrong. They like, I'm sorry. I know the words I'm sorry for everything. That sounds like an apology, doesn't it? That sounds like an apology. You're like, oh, they finally said I'm sorry. They said the words I'm sorry. But what are they actually apologizing for? What are they actually sorry for? You have to ask yourself that question. Be clear with it. Get clear on what they have going on. What are they actually apologizing for? Be realistic with yourself. Ask yourself the question. When they say, I'm sorry for everything, ask yourself and ask them, what does everything mean? Because I'm sorry for everything can mean I'm sorry for eating that last bag of Doritos that was in the refrigerator. I know you love Doritos. I know you love the spicy nachos, but I was hungry. I ate them. Or I'm sorry for everything can mean I'm sorry for cheating on you with your mom or with your dad. I'm sorry for sleeping with your best friend. Like, I'm sorry for punching you in your mouth. What does it mean? And guess what happens, y'all? If they say I'm sorry for everything and they continue to do the same behaviors, they are not sorry. They are just saying those words to get you to feel a certain type of way about them, for them, around them, with them. You see what I'm saying? They are not actually sorry. They aren't. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it hot. Like I said, keep it hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza. You have to. The mind of a narcissistic person, they might say the words, I'm sorry, but that's the only part of their apology. They said, I'm sorry. But what does it mean? How do they apologize? They apologize rarely and they apologize vaguely. But if you continue to accept it, if you continue to stay in this relationship with them, if you continue to stay around them and stay with them, they think that you are okay with the behavior. It's not rocket science. It is literally just narcissistic mindset. And it's being realistic. It makes sense though, doesn't it? Think about it. Say it to yourself. If you sit in it, if you got to put your hand in a pot of boiling ass water and you keep it there, the skin is burning off. You're holding your hand in that pot of water. Nobody is forcing your hand in that water. Nobody put a top on it. Nobody chained you to the bottom of it. You see what I'm saying? If you are able to remove your hand from that pot of water, unless there's an anchor, unless somebody is pulling you down, you can remove yourself. So that narcissistic person is saying, look, I know I'm the boiling, this relationship is the boiling pot of water. And you can pull your hand out anytime you want to. Yeah, I cheated on you. The water got hotter. I put my hands on you. The water got hotter. I had a baby by someone else. The water is damn near, the water is turning into steam. It's so hot. You know what I mean? It's boiling out the pot. It's like a tea kettle. It's the tea kettle is screaming. Whee! But if you stay in the relationship, it's like keeping your hand in the pot. How many burns can you take? How much, this relationship has now turned into a third degree burn on your life. You burned your life up in this dynamic. This relationship has turned into a third degree burn where your life has been singed up. Your life does not look like how you thought it would look. But guess what? All sometimes it takes for them to say the words, I'm sorry, and don't have any other things behind it. You see what I'm saying? They say the words, I'm sorry, and that's all it takes for some of y'all. I get it. You want to know that you mean something to them. You want to hear the words, I'm sorry. You want to hear an apology from them. And they say, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for not being the person you want me to be. That's all BS, y'all. It is. None of those mean anything. They are blanket statements to encompass all wrongdoings. Can you apologize? Can you apologize for everything you've done wrong in 10 years in one statement? Try it right now. Push pause or keep playing the video and try right now to apologize. Sum up everything that you've done wrong to somebody in 10 years in one statement, or sum up everything that you've done wrong in your life in one statement. Apologize for it in one statement. Go. You would say, I'm sorry for everything. That doesn't mean anything, though, y'all, because you have to have specific change behaviors and genuine remorse and take accountability for what you've done wrong. If they apologize to you and they somehow still blame you, then they're not apologizing to you. I'm sorry for cheating on you, but you weren't giving me any intimacy, so you kind of made me do it. That, how the hell is that an apology? That's blaming you. Where's the accountability, y'all? I'm sorry for hitting you, but you know I get mad when you question the stuff that I do. What the hell? What? Huh? What does that mean? Y'all hear the words, I'm sorry, and you think that means something. It does not mean anything. Those words don't mean anything. Actions, words. Actions are way up here on Mount Olympus. Words are down in Hades. Actions mean way more than words. Zeus, his lightning bolts. Or actions. You know what I mean? He's throwing lightning bolts of actions. He's not throwing lightning bolts of words. You mean, imagine Zeus throwing a lightning bolt down there, like, I gotta save Hercules. He throws the damn lightning bolt down there and it says stop. The lightning bolt doesn't do anything, but when it hits the ground, it says stop. The lightning bolt needs to cause some action. The lightning bolt needs to break loose the chains that are holding Hercules down or whatever. You know. What if he throws a damn big ass lightning bolt and it hits the ground and it just says, release him? And nothing else happens. Those words don't mean anything. You have to have some action behind the lightning bolt. I know y'all like, Lee, what the hell did you just say? You just keep coming up with stuff. Yeah, I don't know where I'd be going with some of this stuff. It just comes out the top of my head. But just think about that type of stuff right there. Actions, actions, actions. And yes, also another ingredient of a genuine apology is consistent. Consistent. Let me say it with me, y'all. Consistent changed behavior is the only acceptable genuine apology. Consistent changed behavior is the only genuine acceptable apology. You see how that works right there? You need to have consistency in your for your apologies to mean anything, y'all. Because like I said, anybody can change for a week. Anybody can behave for a month. What about a year? What about 2 years? I know, do you have 2 years to get this person to change? I had a guy in my comment section last night on my, I went live on TikTok, and he was like, I've been treating my wife bad for 10 years, abusing my wife, abusing my children for 10 years, and now she wants to divorce. And is there any hope to change my family? I'm like, bro, 10 years? And now you want to change because you're losing them. You see how that catalyst right there? You see, I mean, yeah, losing my family catapulted me, but I went to therapy and I let them go. I'm like, look, go. Not my family, you know what I mean? I let my wife be free to do what she wanted to do. But she's her own individual. I can't control anyway. But like, still, I was just like, look, we don't have to be together. Like, I'm not trying to, do I want you back? Yes, but I'm not trying to get you back. I'm working on me. I was consistent with that for 2-3 months by myself. I didn't try to get her back. I was chilling, doing a bunch of marriage counseling. You see what I'm saying? Consistent change behavior, y'all. Narcissists typically apologize with blanket statements and just blaming you or silence or gaslighting you or lying to y'all. I'm just saying, I know y'all be so eager to hear the words I'm sorry, and you think that means everything. It doesn't mean anything if they're not genuine, authentic apologies where they're saying exactly what they did wrong to you. If for me, if they did something wrong to you, if they're genuinely apologizing, they need to put it in writing. Let them put it in writing, because the threat of being exposed, if they're willing to be exposed, you know, if they hit you or they cheated on you, something like that, let them put it in writing. I'm sorry for everything. What are you sorry for? Put it in writing. Text it to me. I'm sorry for cheating on you with so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. So if things go wrong, you can expose them. They have to offer something, y'all. They can't just say, I'm sorry and do nothing. Unless, I mean, it works sometimes, but like, it's got to stop working now, y'all. Anyways, y'all, like I said, I'm gonna cut this thing short. The I Love Me, the self-love brand is still here. This is the I'm Thriving version, link in the description. Also, the I Love Me, the self-love journal is available on Amazon. You can search that, Lee Hammack self-love on Amazon. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.